This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've been reporting this year that troops who've come home from the wars with serious mental health problems couldn't get adequate help. Some got kicked out of the military without all their benefits after taking drugs or misbehaving in other ways. And specialists say that could be a result of their trauma. President Bush has promised to overhaul the system so troops get the treatment they need. But that won't help those who've already fallen through the cracks. So a bipartisan group of senators is calling for retroactive justice. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports.
Senator Kit Bond supports the war in Iraq. He's a Republican from Missouri. But Bond says he keeps hearing troubling stories about vets who have post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, or traumatic brain injury.
I think it's an outrage that we have not taken proper care of them. Too many of these people have been kicked out because of the results of the stress they've been under.
And now, Bond wants to go back and help them. Before we get to his plan, let me introduce you to the kind of vets Bond's talking about. Patrick Yuloff was like a poster boy for the Marines in Iraq until he got PTSD.
Honestly, if I was given the chance right now, I'd go right back.
Yuloff signed up right out of high school. He fought two tours. His commander hailed him as head and shoulders above his peers. They gave him a medal for valor. But today, Yuloff hides it. His wife left him. He just got fired from his job. He rents a room in a friend's house near Nashville.
All I have is a bed.
I have to prod him to drag his award out of the bedroom closet. It's a big picture frame with a bronze V and a fancy certificate in the middle.
Maybe if you could read,
okay. I guess right here it says, these courageous actions saved Marine lives and led to the successful completion of operations within the city of Fallujah. Corporal Yuloff's keen insight, dedication, and courage became a constant example for his crew and the support infantry.
It strikes me that as you read this, you sound almost more embarrassed than proud.
It might be embarrassment, but I think a lot of it might be upset with myself.
Here's the story of how Patrick Yuloff went from hero to pariah and got stripped of his benefits. I've read his military records and talked to people who knew him, and they corroborate what you're about to hear. Yuloff can tell you all sorts of chilling stories from Iraq, but he keeps replaying one moment. He and his unit had paused along a road, and a suicide bomber drove up and exploded.
One Marine on the ground was just totally decapitated, and myself and two other Marines scooped the Marine into the bags. It didn't even look like a body. It was just his intestines and everything.
Yuloff rushed to another victim and realized it was one of his best friends.
There was a large hole in the back of his head. He was gargling the blood and stuff.
Was he your friend?
How could he not be your friend? You know, he was one of those people that, he was just one of those people that if you were having the worst day, he could bring you up.
Yuloff came back to the States 3 years ago to Camp Pendleton near San Diego, and his family said he was a different person, went days without sleeping, started doing drugs, shoved his wife against the wall. She told his officers he used to be gentle and loving, and then Yuloff went to bed one night and had a seizure. He says while he lay there shaking, he kept seeing his friends in Iraq exploding. Yuloff's wife called the ambulance, and doctors told him he'd had a mental health crisis. So Yuloff went to the mental health center at Camp Pendleton.
And they said, okay, this is when we can see you. And it was a while. It was anywhere from 3 to 6 months. It was a large window.
Are you sure they said it would take 3 to 6 months to see
a pathologist? I'm positive because my wife was with me at the time, and she goes, do what? She couldn't believe it either.
We've sent repeated requests to officials in the Marine Corps to talk about Yuloff's case. They haven't responded. Yuloff's medical records show he eventually got some counseling, and doctors gave him a cocktail of powerful drugs, which he said just made him sicker. So Yuloff took off from Camp Pendleton. He went AWOL. But Yuloff didn't disappear. Instead, he checked himself into a psychiatric center he'd heard could give him the care he needed at an Air Force base in Mississippi. And he started getting intensive therapy, which he couldn't get at his own base. When Yuloff's commanders heard where he was, they sent two guards to arrest him. They put Yulof in metal chains and shackles.
And you see people just staring at you like, oh my God, what has this guy done? Because you look like a freaking fugitive.
And then they put him in jail for almost 2 months. And finally, they kicked Patrick Yulof out of the Marine Corps for going AWOL. The Corps gave Yulof what's called a less than honorable discharge. And that means no disability payments, even though the military diagnosed him with uncontrollable trembling and a memory loss and PTSD. The government won't pay his way through college under the GI Bill, and it likely means that Yulof can't get treated at the VA. VA officials have discretion. They can either help vets with a less than honorable discharge or turn them away, and Yulof says he's too fragile to fight it. But Yulof says if he had benefits, he'd check back into a psychiatric hospital. Just ask his housemate what happened one night.
I'd come in, and he was up in his room, and his girlfriend was downstairs in tears, freaking out because he had lost it.
Man, this the clue. It's step dance, 1-2. Gotta stay hot every time you come through.
The housemate's name is Scott Joseph Abney. While Yulof and I have been talking, Abney's been reading next to their big screen TV. They always have music videos blaring. They say the usual crime shows with violence push Yulof over the edge. In fact, Abney took Yulof to an emergency room earlier this year.
He was having flashbacks thinking that he was still in combat. He'd ball up in a corner and then he'd get kind of violent trying to defend himself. And he broke cell phones, he broke computers, he threw stereo equipment. I mean, he was in a rage. He was in a bad rage. And over a period of half hour to an hour, it would take to calm him down and talk him back out of it and get him to go to the hospital. But it was scary, you know. He was definitely not with us. He was back in Iraq.
We've tracked down lots of vets like Patrick Yulof, such as Marcus Johnson, a former Marine in Oregon, Nicholas Jackson, a former soldier in Georgia, Matt McLaughlin, a former Marine in California. Jason Harvey, a former soldier in Florida. Their stories are variations on the same script. Fought in Iraq, got PTSD, couldn't get much help, got in trouble, and got kicked out without all their benefits. And they're still struggling. Veterans advocates like Gary Myers say it's time to go back and help them.
There is no question that this is an imperative, a social imperative for this nation.
Myers was a lawyer in the Army. Now he's in private practice. He's helped vets who got kicked out with PTSD, which raises a question. Exactly how many vets with mental health problems has the military discharged without all their benefits? We asked officials at the Pentagon, and they said they don't know. An Army spokesman did tell us that since the U.S. invaded Iraq, the Army has discharged 28,000 soldiers for bad behavior, such as taking drugs or going AWOL or assault. They said they can't tell us how many of those soldiers were diagnosed with mental health problems, but medical specialists say troops who have PTSD or traumatic brain injury commonly misbehave in exactly those kinds of ways. Meyer says there's a simple way the nation's leaders can help.
My personal view is that the Congress needs to change the law and needs to say to the VA that any person who returns from combat with PTSD and is separated from the military, whatever the characterization of that separation, should receive VA benefits.
But what do you say to commanding officers in the Marine Corps and the Army who say, look, we are built on discipline. We can't go around forgiving every Marine and soldier who does marijuana or cocaine or just takes off from the base without telling anybody.
No, the threshold consideration is it an identifiable condition, PTSD? We can no longer treat this as business as usual.
Senator Kit Bond says he's not willing to declare a blanket amnesty, at least not yet. But Bond and almost a dozen other senators are planning to send a letter tomorrow to President Bush.
We need to take care of the soldiers and Marines who have been kicked out without benefits, and may have done so because of undiagnosed, unrecognized mental health problems they may have. It's simple justice.
The senators will urge the president please set up a special commission to reconsider every one of those disgraced vets and bend over backward to restore their benefits. We asked officials at the Pentagon what they think of all this. We sent them repeated messages over the past 3 weeks. They haven't responded. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.